What's up, everybody? It's John from Northern Kentucky, and you're listening to the Lars Podcast, starring Ralphosaurus Rex and Benjamin Magnus.
All right, it's recording. It's recording the Lars.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
This is Ralph and Ben.
I'm Ralph,
and I'm Ben,
and this is the Lars, a non-Lars podcast.
We're just a podcast. That's all.
I think the reason I say it is because if people find us on iTunes, they see the Dharma logo,
right?
And so they're like, "I'm going to listen to these guys,"
and they can tune out within the first minute if we let them know.
Yeah,
this is a non-Lost podcast for now.
For now,
come back
in a couple weeks.
Oh yeah, okay. I was like, you're exaggerating the case a bit, but yeah, in a couple weeks we will have a Lost related show.
Before we get into the show, I mentioned this last week. Let's mention it again.
Let's
shopsambinate.com is where you can pick up a sweet Dharma Lars T-shirt.
They're high quality yellow shirts with the familiar monster Dharma Lars logo.
And now that my whole check card fiasco is now complete as of yesterday, I can go and purchase myself one on shopsambinate.com. Or for those of you listening on iTunes, click on the album artwork where you see where it says shop, and you will be treated to look at the Dharma Lars
shop link
page.
Right there.
Yeah.
You could also get there if you can't remember that website, which typically is simple. But you can also go to the dharmalars.net, and we have a link.
There's a link. There's a store. If you go to the top of the page and look, there is the store. And you just click on that, and that'll direct you to shopsambinate.com.
All right. So what's up, Ralph? How was your week?
I got my check card figured
finally,
out.
You're finally in the future with me.
Oh, my God.
Ralph switched bank accounts.
Yes.
And when he did it, he lost the ability to have a check card that you could pay at, like, at cash registers. Or
I guess what they figured was that an ATM card was good enough for us that we didn't need to get asked if we wanted a check card.
So they just defaulted to an ATM card.
So we got an ATM card. I don't know the last time you guys seen an ATM card, but it doesn't have a hologram on it.
It doesn't have, it doesn't have a major credit card logo.
And it doesn't have a logo on it. And it is very plain and
useless.
You will learn really quickly that you need to go to an ATM machine and pull out cash.
Every time.
Every time.
And you can't use it on the internet because there are no ATM machines on the internet.
Nope.
So
I can't order my Darmlar shirt. I can't order my Flyers hat. I can't order my... change my Madman Gargantua.
To your new bank account.
To my new bank account because I don't have a card number.
That could have been a problem.
So what
So happened, Ralph was stuck, what, 10 years ago? Say, you were stuck 10 years ago?
Yeah, I was living like a caveman in 1997 with my ATM card. So Stevie looked into it, and we went to the bank, and they said, you know what, here you go. Here's your application. We'll send you two check cards with a Visa logo on it, and...
And you'll be good to go.
It'll be there in 3 to 5 business... No.
Three.
Three business days.
Business days.
3 business days. This was... the day after we recorded our last Lars with you.
So that would have been a Tuesday because we recorded on a Monday, I think. So it would be two weeks ago today.
It was on a Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
It was on a Wednesday. It was right after we recorded our last episode. And
okay.
Anyway. So that was a Wednesday. So 2 to 3 three business days.
Right.
And we figured, okay, well, you know, that's fine.
We'll make it happen.
3 business days. They discontinue our ATM card.
At the very moment that you went in there to get a new one.
Yes. They discontinue that. So we're like, okay, 3 business days at the very latest Monday.
Right.
At the very latest Monday. So let's get enough money out so that we
can... last you till Monday.
Last us till Monday.
Oh.
Well, to make this story interesting, it didn't come on Monday.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling this story.
Well, that's the thing is now you have to go to the bank to get cash. have to go inside the bank and talk to a teller.
I'm a single cell organism in 1987. So I'm like, Jesus, how long is three business days? Well, apparently three business days in the Federal Credit Union is till the following Friday.
So that's literally at least seven business days.
Yes.
Which it turns out to be like 10 real days, 10 human days.
Yes. Now, I open up the card, I send Stevie a text message, and I said, like, you know, apparently this is what three business days is. And she said, oh, right.
Yay, we got it. We're safe now.
Open up the card, and on the card says to activate the card, go to an ATM machine. And once you put in your PIN, it's activated. Sounds great. Go to the ATM machine, enter my PIN, card denied.
What happened?
Password didn't work. So I call.
Okay.
I call the bank, and it's like, hey, you know, this is considered a replacement card, so your PIN will be in the mail
in
2 to 3 business days.
2 to 3 more business days.
So I'm like, well, shit, dude. I said, so this 2 to 3 business days that my PIN is going to come, is that the same as the 3 you told me about last time?
Which ended up being 7.
So anyway.
Jesus, that's such a hassle, the whole thing. All you want is money. You just want to spend money.
So yesterday, which is like 2 Mondays after we recorded our last podcast.
Yeah, it's been at least 14 days now.
I drop Stevie off at work. I have to go to the bank and get money.
Of course.
Because I need money to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll pick you up money and I'll drop it off at work. Because I'm living in 1987. So I go to the bank and I get my money out.
Uh-huh.
And I asked the teller, I said, is there any way I could get my PIN number?
What'd she say?
She said, sure. Go to the lady at the front desk, which is the receptionist. And you can get your credit, your PIN number changed at any time.
Oh.
And when it comes in the mail, your PIN number comes in the mail, go ahead and tear it up.
Oh.
Or even just throw it away. She says it's useless.
Well, that's really useful.
So I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
So on Monday, which was yesterday, I go pick up a present for Stevie's friend at work.
Okay.
Because that's one of the things I told her I would do for her.
Errands.
I go to Stevie's work, give her money for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And then I told her I was also going to wash her car because the main reason I drove her to work is because her car was filthy and I really wanted to wash it.
Okay.
So I give her all this money. I'm like, don't worry, I'll use my card to go to the car wash.
Uh-huh.
Which now you know where the story's going now.
Because the card works now.
Because the card works now, and I have 11 bucks for lunch, and I'll just use my card for the car wash.
Perfect.
So I go to the lady. I do the deluxe wash, which is 20 bucks. Because the car needs a deluxe wash.
Because it's that
filthy. Which is more than the amount of money I have in my wallet.
But you don't care about that because you've got a...
I don't care about that. I have a card, a check card.
I have a very clear vision of where this is going, and it's not good.
So I go to the lady, swipe my card, it doesn't work. I'm like, shit. I tell the lady I have 11 bucks. My card, because you send your card on its way before
you pay.
So I'm watching my car go through the washing. It's being...
deluxe washed right in front of you.
It's being deluxe washed, and I haven't paid for it yet. So I'm like... lady, I don't know what to do.
Can you stop washing my car?
I can't. I'll give you 10 bucks.
Can you just kick it out?
Half my car. So I said, oh, I know what I can do.
What's that?
I hop on my phone and I call my mom. Luckily, my mom's work is 2 buildings down from the car wash.
Oh, that's good.
So I go to the parking lot where my mom has met me. She had walked halfway. And she holds out a 5, a 10, and a 20. She says, just take the 20. I said, okay, fine. And I sat here and I told her the whole story that I just told you guys.
Oh, man.
Got the card washed. I went and ate. Went back to the bank and said, my card's not working.
What'd they say?
Well, first of all, I talked to the receptionist. She said, hey, again. And I was like, hey, again.
Hey.
And she said, it worked when you did it in here earlier, right? I'm all, yes, it worked. And she said, it says now that it's the card has been out of commission. It's discontinued.
What?
It's out of whatever. It's
it's been shut down?
Yes. So I walked to her. I said, it's not working. She said, it worked earlier. I said, yes, it did, but I've tried to use it. I don't know what's going on, but now it says that the card has been deactivated.
Oh, my God.
She said, okay, hold on. She jumps on her phone. Uh-huh. I give her the card. The lady says, hey, the lady who's on the other end probably said hello.
Right, I would assume.
Okay, so the receptionist says, I need an activation of this card. She says the number out, and she says, okay, here, try it again. Like, literally, that's how long it took. I went, it worked, and it totally works.
So
I took $20 out at that moment just to make sure.
Just to make sure that you had cash.
So apparently, if you're in a federal credit union, Connecta, all business goes through the front desk.
Go to the receptionist.
She helped me a lot.
She's the one that'll take care of your shit.
So anyway.
How funny that you went through such a regression because, I mean.
Just to get to 2007. Not even 2007. When did those check cards start coming out? 2002?
It's been a while.
99 maybe?
Yeah. But at the very end, you were back just taking cash from your mom.
I know. And that's the funny thing. God, just so much stuff happened. I used that $20, went to the comic book store, picked up a couple comics, picked up Stevie from work. We went, grabbed some dinner, and went home.
I think it's awesome that your mom gave you money and you used it on comics.
No, I used it on the car wash. But
well,
the $20 I got.
Out of the machine. Okay.
When I knew that my card was fully functional, I went and bought two comics.
Damn.
So here's my thing with comic books. I haven't read comic books in like a really long time. Haven't set foot in a comic book store in at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing in a comic book store totally fucking lost again.
Again. What were you there for this time? Just trying to find something?
Just trying to find anything.
You were just like, I'm going to go to the comic book store and get a book.
I kind of wanted to get Superman Madman, which we'll talk about more Superman later.
Okay.
But didn't have it because it's an older book. So my buddies over at Geekscape.net suggested The Boys, which is a Garth Ennis book.
Yeah.
So I'm like, God, I feel like an idiot. So I'll look at every possible book they have in the comic book store to see if they have it, because I don't want to have to ask.
You don't want to be the dude that asks.
So I ended up asking.
Did they deride you?
This is the interaction between me and the proprietor of my comic book store.
Okay.
Do you guys have The Boys? And he looks at me blankly and says, "It's been a while, hasn't it?" And immediately I'm like, fuck, this is exactly what I didn't want to happen. I'm a fucking loser in a comic book store that doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground.
And they'll snap up that shit. They'll prey on you.
It's like, Jesus Christ. So he's
you do not
like,
want to show weakness in
a
comic
book
store.
He's dealing with a couple of like hardcore goth nerds who apparently has a show on the internet.
That's cool.
Well, yeah. But these were like, these are like real podcast nerds.
Oh.
Not cool guys that do podcasts like us.
Like us, yeah.
We're still nerds.
Right.
So while he's taking care of them, I call Jonathan Jonathan from Geekscape.
From Geekscape.
And I say, dude,
I need help.
Tell me a book to get. I need to get the fuck out of here.
But you have to ask for something that'll give you cred. Like, you can't just pick up a fucking Little Archie.
Yeah.
You have to get something that'll show that you at least have some cojones.
So he tells me, Why the Last Man? And immediately, I'm like, what do you mean? Why am I asking you, the last person? Why am I asking you? Why?
No, it's the letter Y.
Or are you asking me, did you try other people and I'm the last resort? That's not really nice.
So
there's a Brian K. Vaughan book called Why, the Last Man.
Letter Y.
And so I'm okay, good, thank you. And he said, or DMZ. I said, okay, thank you, perfect. And then we hung up. I said, thanks, and perfect. So I pick up, they don't have the trade, so I picked up the earliest issue I could find, which is issue number 32. And then I grabbed my Green Lantern number 2. They did not have DMZ.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm only getting two comic books.
After I've been
in here about an hour and 15 minutes, staring at the same shelves over and over again.
And you asked a question.
And I asked a question, and I come out with two comic books. But I put them down on the thing, and he says, oh, this is a great book. It's really good writing. Brian K. Vaughan's awesome. I said, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, You don't have to tell me.
My Green Lantern number 2, and he's like, oh, Jeff Johns does great Green Lantern stuff. I said, yeah, I have the first one. I said, I grabbed more, but you don't have them. So, oh, we probably have them back in the back room. I'll check it out for next time. Oh, so, okay.
Nice.
So I got out of there with two comic books, which isn't really, a large
You got out of
haul.
There with two comic books and some of your dignity.
spent $5.
Jeez. Well, hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
For an hour in a store.
I know, but
For an hour's worth of entertainment.
The guy's like, I don't know. So I read both of those books. They're excellent.
I've read some of Jeff Johns' stuff. I had a bunch of his stuff when he started the Teen Titans up again.
This story that I'm reading now is really interesting. You should grab them before you leave. Apparently, it's all about Hal Jordan.
Okay.
Right? And what happened with Hal Jordan is he's, you know, going about his life secretly being the Green Lantern.
Right.
Still working as Hal Jordan on the airbase.
Oh.
Edwards Air Force Base.
So he's back doing that again.
But guess who shows up? And this is a comic from 2 years ago.
I don't know.
Guess who shows up on Earth?
Madman. Gnort.
Abin Sur's son.
Oh.
Looking for his fucking ring that he deserves.
Oh, wow. That's
How
cool.
How cool is that?
That's so cool. For those of you that don't know, Abin Sur is the original Green Lantern of our space sector.
Yeah, and he crash-landed on Earth and dumped off the ring to Hal Jordan.
He was like, find me the awesomest person on Earth, and the ring found Hal Jordan. Well, that's kind of a cool take on it.
So this storyline, which you think would have come way
back, would have come up
60s,
by now, yeah,
or whenever Hal Jordan first started.
I'd say 60s, yeah.
Here's this awesome storyline.
That's cool.
So I thought, you know, hey, I mean,
do they have trades for it yet? Why are you getting it issue by issue?
Because I go to the comic book store and I don't know any better.
Ah, fair enough.
So it's easier for me to just spend like $3 on an issue and kind of stick my foot in the water.
Stick your toe in the water, yeah.
But the trade is available. I did see it at Borders. I think the storyline that I'm reading is only maybe 5 or 6 issues.
So that would be one trade.
And then the trade is like, I saw it at Borders. It's called No Fear, I believe. Uh-huh. It's like $24 hardcover.
Yeah.
They didn't have a soft cover, so I'm like, I might as well just get these books.
Yeah, they get into money that way. Because, I mean, if it is 5 issues, that's like $15 versus $24. So, yeah.
So, essentially, it's the price of being lazy and just grabbing them all when you can. As opposed to.
I like comic books, but I also really like reading a whole story.
Yeah. And but you know what? The way I've been doing comic books lately, I think I'll be in the comic book store at least once a month with Madman I can't. There's nothing stopping me from
picking up another
picking
book,
up other full stories, book by book.
Yeah,
so
that's
the
true.
The comic book store is so close to my house that
it's convenient. And it was funny. It's like they're totally a dying breed. Comic book stores.
Yeah,
I mean we had one that was kind of closer to my house that we used to go into me and Seth all the time. Yeah, but they shut down, and that's just the sad case of a lot of them shut down.
Here's the awesome thing about my comic book store.
Yeah.
My comic book store is actually in an office building, and they are an online
distributor, retailer.
I guess a middleman.
Yeah,
they're the Dunder Mifflin of statuettes,
collectibles and toys. And I was looking at their website today. A lot of those toys are fucking awesome these days.
They are, and it really makes me sad that I'm not a rich nerd as opposed to a poor nerd.
I'm not a rich nerd with tons of shelves.
Yeah. But the cool thing about the comic book store is these people have been online with a profitable business for the last 3 or 4 years.
Selling these toys.
And then they decided to open up their front room of their offices and do a full-blown comic book store and open it to the public.
So basically the best part about that is there's a guaranteed business. They're not going to shut down because they've already got a business.
Because they already have one company. It's almost like a weird front company is their comic book store. Or I don't even know how
like
that
they
works.
Could they could cover their over they're already covering their overhead.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about if you know people buy their comics at Borders instead of in the store, it's not going to shut them down.
Yeah.
They're already there.
Yeah.
You want to give out their website?
Yeah, it's cornerstorecomics.com.
Yeah, you could buy
amazing toy as he told I found this out yesterday when he told the goth guy amazingtoys.com with a Z.
Amazingtoys.com. Yes. Yeah, I was looking at some of the toys. There's a new Futurama series. You can get Fry, but he looks kind of thin, and Zoidberg in his mating mode.
I saw that. I saw that
fin
too.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And each of the figures comes with a piece of the robot devil. So apparently, you can assemble the robot devil eventually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting, I guess, promotion or bonus or whatever. You sent out a link today on the Blogspot about the Lost Series 2 and Series 3.
Yeah, I saw that on the same site. So it's good that we mentioned it. Cornerstore comics.com.
Yeah. There's Sawyer.
Well, those are the second series, which
I haven't seen them yet.
They've been announced. They were announced quite a while ago.
It's
like
funny.
It was during the 13-week break in the middle of the show.
That's funny.
And yeah, the series two is Sawyer, Jin, Echo, and Sun.
And they all look awesome.
Yeah, they all look awesome.
Jin, I think, would be the one I would get. It's Jin at the very... Is that the second episode? Third episode of season
two?
It's
the one where he's bound.
Yeah,
he's
got his...
saying the others.
Others. And it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Which one would you prefer if you had your druthers?
Looking at those, I like the Sun one a lot, not just because she's in a bikini.
Right.
But it's probably one of the best shots from Lost where she decides to, like, take off her towel or whatever.
And just relax.
And, like, it's like freedom or whatever. It's like a change of her way of thinking.
That was, like, from the third or fourth episode of the first season.
Yeah.
That was a really early one.
And then today I just found out that there's four more coming. In the third series, which is Henry Gale. Desmond, Claire, and Saeed. And also, they're doing another diorama set of the crash of 815.
Was there a diorama in Series 2?
No, there wasn't, but there wasn't one. There was the hatch.
Yeah. I bet you'll get Claire. You can store your pencils.
Face squinching action. On Comic News Insider, I believe, is the podcast. Jay and Jack were on it recently. Michael Emerson was talking about the Henry Gale action figure.
So he's seen it.
Yes. But he's saying that it's the Henry Gale action figure. So it'll probably be arrow in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Beat up by Saeed.
Yeah, orange
Henry
shirt.
Because he mentioned that they will also be doing a Ben Linus.
Oh, cool.
So
that's cool.
There you have it.
I just watched Gia last week.
I heard about that,
which is somewhat Lost related in that Elizabeth Mitchell is in it. It wasn't that bad. It was a pretty entertaining story. I mean, it's sad. It's a sad story. It's like Angelina Jolie plays a supermodel, and she kind of gets too hot too fast. Basically, lives fast. But
is it based on a real story?
Yes. Yeah. And it's apparently all of the story comes from the words of her friends, the people that knew her, and her journals, her own personal journals. So Elizabeth Mitchell plays a woman that Angelina Jolie's character falls in love with.
And takes her top off.
They take their tops off together for quite a while. And so there you go. I'm not going to say put it in your queue, but put it in your queue.
All right, what do you say we actually...
Oh, no, I didn't say about my Dodger game yet. I wanted to talk about that.
What about your Dodger game?
I went to a Dodger game on Sunday. We saw the Angels play the Dodgers for Father's Day. My old man and my brothers and I went there.
Uh-huh.
We got to play catch on the field.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
What I wanted to talk about.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was like, you know, for Father's Day, it was crowded as hell. We had to get in through, like, the gate in center field.
Uh-huh.
It was all 2,000 of people that were there at the Dodger Stadium were like, in my way. So,
did you get Dodger dogs, dude?
You know what? I was not hungry. We went to Cantor's afterwards, though.
But Dodger dogs are great. You should have brought me a Dodger dog.
I brought you a Dodger dog.
Right.
So we went on the field and played catch. It was pretty awesome. So did you want to move into, like, movie reviews?
Yeah, let's get into movie reviews.
It's our most cleverly titled section. So
we've been talking for 23 minutes.
Hey, man.
All about, like, comics.
That's what
shit.
We do. And shit. Right. And this is our first comics podcast, which is weird.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go, comics fans. There you go, John from MySpace. The only guy I've talked to about comics.
And, yeah.
All right. Let's get into it. Okay. Woo! Living in the sixth dimension, things get rough. Movie reviews.
That's
the
name.
We'll come
of this
up with
segment.
A name. I think today we should, instead of, you know, we do a different rating each week. I think today's ratings should be thumbs up or thumbs up your butt.
Okay.
Thumbs up your butt is the
Being
bad
good.
One.
Okay. Ben's still sick. Oh.
I'm still a little sick. Sorry, guys. I hope I didn't toast on that cough.
I don't know.
I hope I didn't cough on my toast either. That's gross.
Don't cough on my toast.
Lung butter.
So we saw Ocean's 13. Thumb up your butt.
We saw Ocean's 13, but you already reviewed it.
I kind of reviewed it. I just gave it a thumbs up.
I gave it a thumbs up, yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I figured you would like it.
I totally did, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like the first one, this is what you said on the show last week, because if you like it, you'll like it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's not anything different than you expect going into it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one level. James made this complaint, our friend Jimmy P-Town. It's kind of one level. It doesn't really, like, spike. It doesn't get, like, super interesting. But that one level is a bunch of cool guys hanging out making snide comments, and
yeah,
it's visually fascinating. So.
My friend Lenny saw it before I did, and he complained that there was no action and that it was boring. I was like, there isn't any action in the other ones.
Yeah, there's not really any action at all. Freaking, the twins are hilarious. They're the best comic relief.
The twins?
You know, Virgil and Turk, the Mormons. Scott Conn and...
They're twins?
Yeah, I think that's what they call them in the first one.
Oh. I don't know. Their B storyline
is hilarious.
Is one of the greatest B storylines ever.
Yeah.
Like, I would want Steven Soderbergh to make a movie all about that storyline.
Yeah.
Show it all over again.
It's hilarious. And I mean, not to be too spoiler heavy, but they're sent on, well, one of them is sent on a minor mission to set up the big heist. And he gets on this major tangent for no reason. And no one calls him on it.
No.
It just keeps happening.
No. It was great.
It was great. Yeah. So, okay. So, thumbs up for that. But we also both individually saw Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yes.
I say thumbs up.
I say thumbs up as well.
Awesome. Yeah. It was, again, exactly what you expect going into it.
Yeah. One of the things I think with the Fantastic Four's movies is that... I think that what Marvel's trying to do is they have all these dark comic book movies like Ghost Rider, X-Men, Spider-Man to an extent.
To an extent,
that's a little kind of more some adult.
It trods into some darkness. Yeah.
Fantastic Four is completely lighthearted.
Yes.
And for the whole family.
Yes. Here's a movie about the possible end of the world.
Yeah.
And yet it was lighthearted and fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
So. There's a dude that, I mean, spoiler alert, there's a dude that gets fucking vaporized
on
screen.
I thought that was, I was like, that's unexpected.
And the movie's not PG-13, it's PG.
Is it? Was it PG?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
I could see that, but the guy,
fucking,
yeah.
It's
not Bill Duke.
It's not. No.
It's not.
My bad. But this guy just gets most graphically killed, but there's no blood, so I guess it's okay.
It's almost like
it's like
dude,
in Starship
it's like,
Troopers.
It's like he immediately turned to stone and immediately shattered.
Yeah, exactly. It's like in Hot Shots Part 2, what happens to Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
But without the melting back together part. And it's in a PG-rated movie, which I was like, you know what? That's the fucking problem is it, as long as you're not showing titties, it's A-okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't think. I mean, it.
Violence is all right, but cursing and swearing. You know,
yeah.
Fuck that. So, I don't have a complaint about that, though. I really enjoyed the movie. I liked that it didn't suffer like the first one did in having to be an origin story.
Uh-huh.
Like, everything was already set up, and
yes.
they didn't even recap. They were like, the audience knows us. We
yeah.
can just go straight
yeah.
ahead.
That's good.
Yeah. Silver Surfer looked great.
I thought Silver Surfer looked great when he wasn't so shiny.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was...
When he was regular
gunmetal
surfer.
Gunmetal surfer. Yeah. Yeah.
He sounded awesome.
And apparently they're working on a spinoff movie.
Yes. I've heard
that
as
apparently
well.
That one's supposed to be like a more dark storyline. Stevie immediately was like, I really like the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Surfer is a character I always thought was lame.
Really?
Because it was totally, you can tell it was made from like...
60s pop culture.
Yeah, out of a trend.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's other planets where there's people surfing.
Hey, man. I mean.
It's pretty. I mean, I would have rather. I mentioned this earlier or before. That I would rather see the silver, like a regular surfer get struck by radioactive silver lightning.
Yeah. I think the Silver Surfer, I can accept him being an alien who surfs because you know, there's other planets with oceans and maybe people can develop it. But I think that doesn't change what you're saying about how it comes out of a popular trend at the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
but with the movie, the way that they handled it, by making it not a surfboard.
Right.
Because it doesn't really look like a surfboard.
It's
like
just
it doesn't
an oblong piece of...
It doesn't have, like, the rudder on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't say
and then
O'Neill.
Having Johnny say, I know this sounds crazy, but it looked like a dude on a surfboard.
Yeah, yeah.
To kind of give it its name, so it's kind of like...
It's people call him that. People on Earth call him that.
Yeah, so then
it's not
like,
his
name.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah. I think I would totally look forward to his spinoff movie because it's a character with a lot of potential. Yeah. I mean...
But I think it's strange that also that his last name is Rad.
Yeah.
Because Norrin Rad is totally an Earth name that a surfer would call himself.
It's totally a surfer name. You know, speaking of surfers, I started watching John from Cincinnati. Have you been watching that?
No.
It's like...
Wait, did you get HBO back?
Yeah.
Are you back on the O?
I got the HBO back
for... Oh, wait, is Flight of the Conchords on now?
Yes.
Dang, because I was like, I just now remembered to give you my free DVD of the first... episode.
For those of you out there that like fun shit, I mean, I know we're in our movie review section, but you know, fuck it, you're listening. Totally watch Flight of the Conchords. I haven't even seen the episode yet, but I saw their I saw their HBO One Night Stand, and I purchased their album. These guys are hilarious.
They're New Zealand folk. They're essentially the Tenacious D of New Zealand folk.
Yes, exactly. And Tenacious D is the Tenacious D of American metal. Just so you know,
yes,
what we mean. I think we've talked about them before, but.
Sure.
They're hilarious. And
I talked about them last week with Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you guys talk about that.
Tell them Dusk Watch sent.
That's right. Oh, no.
So
John from Cincinnati is a new show on HBO that's by some of the creators of Deadwood, I think.
Yeah, I heard Jay and Jack talking about it.
And did they not like it?
I don't know because I skipped.
You didn't want to hear it.
Sorry, Jay and Jack.
Well, maybe they're skipping us now.
I'm just not a TV fan. I really am not a TV fan.
Well, yeah, I know.
But to make it up to Jack, I did watch Good, Bad, and the Ugly, and I loved it.
Well, to make it up to Jack, I put The Great Escape in my queue, and I bumped it all the way up to number 6. I could take it to the top. I just couldn't do that to myself. But The Great Escape is totally in my queue.
But it sounds like they enjoy John from Cincinnati.
I enjoyed it. I watched it with Matt the Rat Clark, my roommate last night.
Ultraviolet fan number
That's the
one.
Guy. Yeah, and speaking of Ultraviolet fan, God, I'm on a third tangent. We'll get back to Fantastic Four eventually.
We're talking.
Speaking of Ultraviolet fan, I watched the 4400 last night as well, which is another sci-fi series that some of our listeners watch on USA.
Speaking of sci-fi series, can you believe this new Flash Gordon series from the maker of Smallville?
Yeah, how awesome is that going to be?
I don't know. I hope it's not like Smallville. Anyway, the 4400.
Oh, yeah. So now we're back one. The 4400 features the kid from Ultraviolet. You know, the kid from Thank You for
Smoking.
From
everything, yeah.
Yeah, he was like in every movie last year. He's now 100 feet tall. Like, he was in the 4400 as a high school, like, sophomore.
I think one of the things you have to remember is that kids act in films one year.
Yes.
The film's released way later.
Yes. And then
by the time another thing comes out, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, he's had at least 2 years to grow. But it was, Matt didn't believe me. I was like, dude, I think that's the kid from Ultraviolet, your favorite movie. He's like, no, dude, I would know. I'd recognize that kid anywhere. I looked him up on IMDb. It fucking blew my mind. But anyhow.
And then Matt the Rat Clark punched out the TV because of Ultraviolet.
Because Ultraviolet is too awesome. He was like, I'm gonna punch this TV so nothing but Ultraviolet will ever be shown on it again.
I watched Armageddon recently, and that has William Fichtner, who's also in Ultraviolet.
Dude, Ultraviolet is an awesome movie. Think of all the people that are in it.
No.
No.
By the way, what's her name who's in Ultraviolet? Mila Jovovich is in Fifth Element, which is that Blu-ray or HD DVD that you were thinking of last week.
Yeah.
But you could have remembered.
Oh, that's the one that's coming out with a better edition.
Yeah.
Okay. I totally will. I think I will get that.
Meanwhile.
I love that movie.
John from
Cincinnati. Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati.
Meanwhile. Is she the one that cannot be named? Because I don't listen to their show as often as you do.
That's their show, dude. You can say Paris Hilton all you want.
Oh, it's Paris Hilton. Yeah. I thought it was Mila Jovovich for some reason.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Whatever the context you guys were discussing it in. Anyhow, John from Cincinnati is about surfers, which is just like the Silver Surfer, which gets a thumbs up.
And a thumbs up for me.
Did we see any other movies this week?
I did not. You want to stick it in your queue?
Yeah, let's stick it in our queue. All right, stick it in your queue.
Hey, buddy, why don't you stick it in your queue?
Well, do you want to go first or second?
Who went first last week?
I think you did, yeah.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, I will go first this week. And those of you out there that have Netflix or Blockbuster or just want to go rent a movie, I would like to recommend that you take a film from 1999 directed by Chris Smith called American Movie and stick it in your queue.
There you go.
It's like a documentary style. I mean,
it's a documentary.
Oh, I'm still kind of convinced that these guys can't be real. So I don't want to say documentary and be housed by someone saying that they're fake, but
it's a documentary with characters that are unbelievable, but apparently real.
But apparently real, and it deals with a Midwestern guy whose hobby is making films with his friends, and its main focus is about him making one film, but yes. Then that falls through, and he decides to go back to another film and finish it, hoping to get it released and get some money to finish the first film.
Yes.
And it's fascinating. It's hilarious. It's a little depressing. It's kind of inspiring. I mean, it depends on what kind of mood you're in. But
I think it's mostly depressing because you're watching a train wreck.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the guy riding the train couldn't be happier.
He's loving life.
And so excited. So
yeah. And he's kind of in the mold of an Ed Wood. In that he's just surrounded by this group of people that make movies with him. Like, they have no concept of they don't think he's bad or in any way. They just, yeah. They join up with him and make movies with him. And he's like this charismatic leader somehow, but he's not even really that charismatic. The gentleman that it focuses on is in The One with Jet Li.
Jet Li.
He has
not Bill Duke.
Not Bill Duke. He has a cameo role in that film, and
I didn't know that.
What's
that? Is that why The One was recently in your queue?
I think so. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
But, okay.
And it also there was a reference to both of them on Family Guy one time.
Which
most people probably wouldn't even have gotten if they haven't seen the film. So I quote it a lot. I enjoy it. I own it, and it's one of the movies that I actually get through when I decide to watch my movies A to Z. if I ever make it past Abraxas.
Oh man.
So
make
yeah.
Me for Abraxas.
So I recommend you guys check it out. Hey,
American Movie.
If you do stick it in your queue like we tell you to, call us on the Lars line and leave us a brief review.
Anybody call us on the Lars
Somebody,
line.
Somebody please.
Us anything.
For the love of Lars. But yeah, call us and give us a brief review and say, "Look, you guys suck. I'm not going to stick anything in my queue anymore." You know, or hey, good call. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So what do you got this, dude?
This week I have a movie that came out, I believe, last year, 2006, 2005. 2005?
I don't know.
It's a film called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I want to say it's last year, February.
It's written and directed by Shane Black, who played Hawkins from Predator.
Nice.
And he also wrote a bunch of movies, including the Lethal Weapon films. But this is his first time directing. I would call it a detective or a mystery movie.
Yeah.
Like a mystery.
Yeah, it's like a mystery.
Buddy comedy.
Yes.
Slash love story.
Yeah.
Slash comedy.
Yeah.
With some action.
Yes, definitely.
It stars Val Kilmer, who's an actor that I really don't like, except with the exception of Top Secret.
And this movie.
And then this movie.
That's it?
And then...
Oh, come on. You love Willow.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But that's three movies out of his whole career.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as comedic roles go,
yeah,
this is Val Kilmer at his best since Top Secret.
A tour de force.
I'm sure you'll be hearing by the time the Lars is finished, you'll hear from me about Top Secret.
That's a good one.
It also stars Robert Downey Jr., who I could have given a shit about until I saw this movie.
Yeah, seriously.
And if it wasn't for this movie, I wouldn't be excited about Iron Man as much as I am now.
No, you're totally right. Yeah.
Yeah, so essentially...
It's his role in this movie that made us...
He's amazing in it.
Yeah.
Essentially, the movie is about a burglar from New York who stumbles in on a casting call, gets the part for a role of a detective,
yeah.
Then is stuck with a private eye... what do they call those guys? A consultant.
Yeah.
Who's a private eye who happens to be gay.
Yes.
Played by Val Kilmer, and gets caught up in this crazy detective story.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. Also stars Corbin Burnson. And I can't think of anybody else in the movie right now.
The chick.
Oh, Michelle Monaghan. If you guys have seen Mission Impossible 3, she plays Tom Cruise's wife.
Yeah.
In the film. And she was my number one pick for Joe in the Madman movie. So I definitely recommend you stick it in your queue. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It is a terrific movie. And for those of you that took my suggestion last week and enjoyed Out of Sight, I think this is may even be more accessible.
I think it might be. I mean, just because it's
more, there's more comedic beats.
Comedy,
throughout.
Yeah. And Out of Sight kind of has a bit of a more convoluted plot, but this one's pretty convoluted too.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's like any it's like detective story, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, Out of Sight's a little more edgy than this. It's more lighthearted.
There's a chronology issue in Out of Sight that might be hard for some people to follow.
Yeah.
But then, this one doesn't deal with that.
Yeah, this movie, well, this one has a narrator.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier to follow.
So producer Ryan would hate it.
Yes, he would. Ryan's not a fan of narration, which I actually saw this movie in the theaters the first of three times with producer
with
Ryan.
With Ryan?
Yeah.
Did he enjoy it? Or?
Yes, he did.
Because the narration for him isn't always a deal breaker. He just thinks that sometimes it can be a way to be lazy.
It's kind of a film noir type of a detective story, so the
which
narrator
requires a narrator.
Totally fits.
Frankly.
And I love this movie so much, I did see it three times in the theater. I saw the second time with you.
Yes.
Is because I told you, dude, you got to see it. Dude, you got to see it.
Yeah, he dragged
until,
me.
Until I decided, okay, I'm going to see it again. Come with me.
Yeah.
And
I
then
loved
you,
it.
You loved it. Yeah. And then I dragged our friend Dylan to go see it. I actually drove up to L.A. just so he would see it. So I cannot recommend this movie
this
enough.
Is the kind of movie that Ralph likes enough to want to be like the word spreader for it.
Yes.
Wants to bring it to people. And he wants to bring it to me and Dylan, who are friends of his.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's a lot of fun, and it's very different from all
anything.
The sequels you get and all the action movies you get and any kind of other movie or any comedy. It's different than any other comedy.
Yeah.
But it's excellent. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, stick it
so
in your queue.
So what do you say, punks? Stick it in your queue.
Hey, do you want to explain the title?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't even know where the title... I just know that the title is...
it's like a James Bond song, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if that term came out before
from something
James
else.
Bond.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. Well, then I stick that in your queue. So that's two movies for you. Stick them in your queue.
There you go.
We're going to go ahead and get into the next segment now.
Okay. What we're going to do this week for the 2-minute debate is the awesomeness of Superman. And Ben gets to go first this week.
Superman is awesome. He's pretty much the first superhero ever, as far as I know. And he's got all the amazing powers that you would expect out of a superhero. Any other superhero is merely a fraction of Superman, which Ralph himself has stated on previous occasions. Superman stories can be fascinating. They can be comedic. They can be tragic. His character arc has been very interesting from the very beginning of his story. I love reading old Superman comics, like from the 60s, where he gets into wacky misadventures with Krypto, the best dog in any comic book, or when he gets into adventures with Kryptonite, which can change him and make him grow hair or grow a second head. He has a cousin also from Krypton, who's totally hot. He's the ultimate superpower hero. He's got a Boy Scout charm, and he's a symbol of everything good that we can be in life, and it's really the best superhero character you could ever read. So I don't see why you would even have a problem with
Superman. Is a complete waste of my time. Superman is not relatable on any, like, anywhere. He's not relatable. No human being can sit back and look at Superman and say, hey, I can relate to a guy who has to somehow be normal. Like, oh, I want to fit in. I want to just be human. No, we all want to be like... There's just nothing about Superman that's great. Spider-Man's great because he's a kid like all of us who gets superpowers. Krypto is not the greatest dog in comic books history. It's obviously Gnort, the Green Lantern from the dog planet wherever. The only thing that I've ever really liked from Superman is the Bryan Singer Superman, where they decided to give Superman a boy, like a child, so that we could at least see him be somewhat human, which he's not. He's not. If you want to participate with the Lars, go to darmlars.net and you could be part of the 2-minute debate. Go ahead and vote for my side if you want.
No, or vote for my side.
There you go.
Are they voting on what they think is the right answer or who they think is the right debater?
I think they should I'm assuming it's like if you see a presidential debate,
yeah,
who makes the better points and who, based on your judgment, would you side with?
Yeah.
Like, you may think Superman's awesome, but...
But if Ralph talked you out of it, then vote for Ralph.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, essentially, just go vote.
Okay. So, go to darmlars.net. We want to know who won. I hope it's me.
Yeah, and I hope it's me, too. Well, I mean, I like Superman, okay.
At the end of the
Lars... We're not supposed to even be talking... Like, the whole concept of the two-minute debate was, we're never going to talk about it again, but...
Yeah.
So, I don't even... I was
so, we're done. What we also, this week, were privileged enough to go to the Flyers home opener, the Orange County Flyers. We haven't talked about them yet on the show.
We haven't. The former Fullerton Flyers, the now Orange County Flyers, which it's starting to grow on me. I think I'm fine with it now.
I'm not as bummed. I'm dealing with it.
Whatever.
I'm dealing with their new location, too. At first, like, because Ralph sent me a text message like last week saying that the Flyers might be moving to a new location. Right now, they play down the street from my house, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But... they're going to be moving, and I was like, oh, geez, they changed the name, they're moving, it kind of bugs, but he's got a good point. They're moving to, like, the heart of downtown Fullerton, next to all the bars. It's going to help them get more sponsors. It's going to help them get, like, drive-by traffic and people just walk in. I think it'll totally help the team.
Yeah, so the Flyers are moving up, and, hey, if you guys want to listen to the Flyers on the web, I'm going to listen tonight, which is, what, Tuesday, instead of doing the post
instead of
the
doing
show,
the podcast.
Yeah, I might do the post in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to the Flyers game. You can listen to those online if you go to Fullerton or if you just Google search
Fullerton Flyers,
or Orange County Flyers, and there's a link. On
so there. I went to the home opener last week, and Ralph and I both went to the free hat night on Friday where they got slaughtered by the Long Beach Armada.
Yeah, but so. Luckily they won the series 2-3. Or
yes.
Two of three games,
yeah. So... there you go. That was something that we've talked about before, like in conjunction with Comic-Con.
Are they in town this Friday?
They're in town on Thursday. I don't know about Friday.
Here, quick, check the Flyers hat on the floor and grab the magnet.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to grab the magnet schedule.
I'm going to grab the magnet and erase the podcast. Okay. They are in town on Friday. They're playing Yuma.
Do you want to go to that game Friday?
Yeah.
What do you say we take some buttons on Friday?
Yeah, hey, if anyone comes to the Flyers game, we're doing a live remote.
Well, probably not.
We're doing a public appearance.
Hey, for any of you guys in Southern California.
If you come to the Fullerton Flyers game on Friday, the 22nd of June, it's at Cal State Fullerton in Goodwin Field. Tickets are $5 for general admission. But
if you have a Vons Club card, you can get two for the price of one.
And we're going to be sitting in
general admission,
general admission
left field.
On the left field side. So come and find us, and we'll give you a button.
Yeah.
Say hey.
Yeah.
See the Yuma Scorpions, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
And you think anyone will show?
We'll see. If anyone shows, I'll be stoked. I'll
free button.
I'll give him a button. Yeah.
Get to watch an awesome game with Darmelar.
Well, yeah. Baseball, dude. Hey, you know what? The worst that could happen is we go to the game.
Hey, I want to go to as many games this year as I can.
Yeah, I'm definitely going on Thursday. Dollar beer night.
Dollar beer night. Oh, make it. No more games.
And Saturday's a doubleheader.
Really?
Yeah.
You do anything Saturday?
I don't know, dude. I don't want to commit.
It's like $5.
It's like $5. You're going into it, spending $5. What else? I thought that there was
think
like...
Think about it. I'm just saying, think about it.
I am thinking about it. I am thinking about it, seriously. This weekend, we might see 1408. We might see Evan Almighty. We might see nothing.
I don't know. I'm on the fence. We'll see.
We might not do a show next week.
Stevie will get me to go to see 1408. What's next week?
We might not do a show if we don't see any movies. We don't have anything to talk about.
Shit, we talked about comic books for 23 minutes.
Okay, we'll do a show next week. I want to recommend The Lost Room. Did I talk about that yet on here?
The Lost Room?
Yeah.
Is it a book?
No, it was a show on the Sci-Fi Network.
Okay, no.
It's not something that I would put in stick it in your queue because that's like for stuff I think that we think is awesome that we've held for a while.
Pretty much any movie that we've referenced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Lost Room is something that a friend of ours, Jocelyn, Netflixed it. Uh-huh. And then I watched some of it at her house and I turned right around and Netflixed it myself because it was that good.
Uh-huh.
It stars Peter Krause. He's from 6 Feet Under. Uh-huh. He's going to be in Civic Duty. Juliana Margulies.
From
ER.
Snakes on a Plane.
And Snakes on a Plane. L. Fanning, which is some Fanning that's related to Dakota.
Uh-huh.
and it's about a guy who finds a key, a motel key, and you can put it in any door, and it opens up to the same motel room. Wherever you are, you can open up into the motel room. You can go into the motel room and then come out of any door. And
it's like a skeleton key. I don't understand.
Yeah, in a way. Well, it whatever. Like you could put it into your bathroom door, and you open it up, and it's room 10 of the Sunshine Motel.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought you just meant you can go into your motel room.
No. It opens to the same motel room anytime, and it's always at like 1:20 in the afternoon inside this motel room. And it's like every time you can mess up the bed, you can put something in the room, shut a door, open it, and it's reset. And that's like the main basic concept. And he finds out that all these objects that were in the room, whenever shit happened to it, now have powers. Like the comb can stop time. The glass eye can repair or destroy all flesh. And he finds, he goes on a quest to find some of these objects for a reason that I won't spoil right here.
Sounds interesting.
If you're into sci-fi, it's only 6 hours, less than that because of commercials. It's like 4.5 hours.
Okay.
And I'm going to buy it, actually. I liked it that much.
Cool,
so,
I'll check it out.
Yeah. I mean, I know you don't like TV, but...
I really don't like
TV,
but
it's like a mini-series,
good.
So it's more like a long movie.
Yeah.
Kind of. Spud, isn't it? From Trainspotting?
I haven't seen Trainspotting.
That's right. Well, he's in Black Hawk Down, too.
Yeah, I didn't know who anybody in Black Hawk Down was.
Yes.
They're all helmeted guys.
They're all dudes in fatigues. So, oh, and I want to address a couple of the callers. We got a call from Sean in Denver.
Uh-huh.
Who was asking why Rousseau was able to give birth without dying.
Uh-huh.
And that falls into the whole date of conception thing, is she conceived off-island, so she was okay.
Yeah.
That whole episode was about how if Sun had conceived on-island, then she was in trouble, which she did.
Uh-huh.
We got another call from another Sean who says he likes your grocery stores.
Yeah.
And it made me think, it made me wonder how you get an elephant out of a Safeway bag. You know that one?
No.
You take the F out of safe and the F out of way.
That's not how the joke goes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait.
And you say there's no F in way.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, you're right, there's no F in way.
I do know that joke. And I still couldn't process it.
The only reason I tried that joke at all, because it's a stupid, lame joke. The only reason I tried it at all is I think I tried it on you one time. You said, there's no bitch fucking mother shit fucking way. Instead of no effing way, like you knew what was coming and you made it more of a joke.
I must be getting old.
You don't remember that at all. Oh well. So yeah, thanks for calling in, guys. Back when we had callers.
Yeah, back when we had callers, you bunch of jerks. Why don't you call us ever?
We have zero calls this week.
I mean,
by
I
the
guess
way.
I did. I posted the show what on Friday, Thursday.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time in between.
But I mean.
But come on.
Seriously.
How can they call us?
They could call us if they feel like it.
If you feel like it.
If you feel like calling us.
Call 206-338-4261.
That's 206-448-2651. Shit, what's that number?
206-338-4261.
There you go. Try calling the other number, see what you get.
Yeah, see what you get. Let us know.
Send
us an email.
Send us an email at dharmalars@gmail.com.
Be our friends on MySpace, on our MySpace page at myspace.com/dharmalars.
Visit us at dharmalars.net. Vote for the awesomeness of Superman.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel like voting, shit, just give us a call.
Yeah.
And tell us what you think about Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, you could vote, but it doesn't really allow you to give your opinion. So.
Yeah, it's just straight up who's picking one side.
Yeah.
If you guys end up getting a Dharmalars shirt, send us a photo at our email account, dharmalars.
Yeah, we're going to try to post those.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do that. I mean, I'm going to ask Ryan before I post this show if he can do that. So it's not blights.
Well, I mean, even if you don't, send it to us so we can look at them.
Yeah, if anything, they'll be up on our MySpace page.
At the very least, yeah.
Yeah.
And girls, if you don't have a Dharmalars shirt, send me a picture of that.
Yeah.
Dharmalars@gmail.com. And just attention, Ben.
And Ralph. And probably Jimmy. And also Ryan.
But that's it. We're very
with
discreet.
Forward to Matt the Rat Clark, number one ultraviolet fan.
And we'll send it to Amy Little Rock. She might get a kick out of him.
Yeah.
So, do you want to get out of here? Or?
I guess. Yes. Usually it's fun to say, okay, take it away, everybody who listens to us.
I know. So, if we don't want to end because we have nowhere to go.
Yeah. I do have a movie this week, and I think from now on what I'm going to do is pick my movie ahead of time.
Okay.
Say the line, and then it's up to you guys to decide where it's from.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I think, how it was supposed to be in the first place.
I think you're right. But then we decided to do it more cutthroat. I think I'll try to go out on movies again, because it's last week we just had nothing to say. We're just like, okay, I guess we're done now.
Yeah.
And I have hung up the Lost de la Vista for the hiatus.
Because Lost is gone, but since the Lars is here, what about Lars de la Vista?
Ooh. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, that way we're different.
Lars
de la Vista. Yeah, I'll totally do that. That's good call. And I want to say thanks to you for giving me that shout out last week when I couldn't be here.
Sure thing.
And also thanks to Jay and Jack for coming in last week.
Yeah, thanks to Jay and Jack.
So yeah,
fact.
I guess we're done, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to leave you with
the show.
We're going to leave you with You All Nobody.
Yeah.
No calls. So we'll be here next week.
With our Kleenex, crying.
We're going to be here. Try to dry the tears from our vaginas. So, thanks for listening to the show, everybody. And Lars de la Vista.
Adios, half soldier.
Hey, Dharma Lars, this is Jarrus Cute Story from the OC, and I'm just saying that I love your podcast, and I think the best part is when the listeners call in and leave their comments. That's my favorite part of the whole show. Anyway, I'll see you guys at the Flyers game on Friday. I know this episode isn't been posted yet, but I have a feeling that you're going to beat the Flyers game on Friday. Can't wait to get my button. Yay!
Hey Lars, this is Big Ben from Fullerton. It's a beautiful day in Orange County. Just thought I'd call you guys and tell you what a great job you're doing with the show and weigh in on some of my opinions on some of the issues you brought up, because, you know, that's what you do when you've given with the phone number, is you call it and leave a message, right? I'm leading by example. Out. Just